我愿意先读一节的圣经。
I would like to read a portion of scripture first.
哥林多前书第四章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1.
哥林多前书第四章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
Let a man regard us as in Christ as stewards and of the mystery of God.
我们再念一遍。
We read it one more time.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
Let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
保罗他在那里说这一句话。
When Paul was saying these words,
乃是因为在哥林多的信徒有一个错误的观念。
Because the Corinthians, they had a misconception.
在哥林多的信徒他们所看见的是人。
What the Corinthians saw were mere men.
因此他们就看不见主。
The Lord himself.
有的人他所看见的是保罗。
Some saw just Paul.
有的人他所看见的是基法。
Some saw just Cephas.
也有人所看见的是亚波罗。
And some saw Apollos.
因着他们所看见的所看重的是人。
Because what they saw and what's important to them were just men.
因此在他们的心目中基督就消失了。
Because that in their everyday life, Christ is not a living reality.
为着这个缘故在他们中间有分门别类的事。
And because this reason, there was division among them.
所以保罗在那里就告诉他们说。
And so Paul wrote and told them.
他说人应当以我们为基督的执事。
He said, we all to be just Christ's stewards.
我们不过是基督所指定的仆人。
We are God's servants.
这个执事在我们中文里头，在原文里头就是被指定的仆人。
This steward means appointed servant.
神在那里，他指定保罗做仆人。
God appointed Paul to be his servant.
神在那里指定基法做基督的仆人。
God appointed Cephas to be his servant.
神也指定亚波罗做基督的仆人。
God also appointed Apollos to be his servant.
神在那里指定他们做仆人做什么事呢
？What does God do with them when they were appointed a servant?
就是要他们来经营神的奥秘的事情。
And they want them to labor and work with God and mystery of God.
因为我们知道做神的仆人的工作
we know the duty of God's servant,
就是要来经营神的奥秘
is to be faithful to the steward of God's mystery manage God's mystery
在那里要经营神的奥秘
they are there to manage God's mystery
如果他们能忠忠心心的经营神奥秘的事
if they can faithfully managing God's mystery
他们在基督的面前就是一个好的仆人
then they will be regarded as a faithful servant
如果他们对于神的奥秘不好好的经营
if they fail to manage God's mystery faithfully
他们在神的面前就是一个恶的仆人
they will be considered as an evil servant
我们也可以这样的说
we can say it this way
神经营神的奥秘测验我们对于神的侍奉
the management of God's mystery tests our faithfulness to God
究竟我们今天在地上是不是侍奉我们的神
whether we are serving God on this earth
就是看我们所经营的是什么
or depending on what we are managing
如果我们所经营的不是神的奥秘
if our management is not God's mystery
我们就算不得做神的工作
then we are not considered as doing God's work
如果我们所经营的是神的奥秘
if what we manage is God's mystery
Now, 我们实在是神忠心的仆人。
Then we are indeed faithful servants of God.
当然我们知道要经营神的奥秘。
We know in order to manage God's mystery,
我们必须知道神的奥秘。
We have to know God's mystery.
我们不能经营我们所不知道。
We cannot manage what we do not know.
我们不但是要知道。
We we need to know.
并且我们还需要经历。
We also need to manage it.
有了知道，也有了经历。
We have to know what we have and also how to manage it.
这样我们才能做神奥秘式的管家。
In that case, we can be faithful stewards of God's mystery.
所以我们看见神的奥秘实在是我们需要知道的。
So we can see the mystery of God is what we all to know.
广义的来说，
broadly speaking,
我们每一个神的儿女都是神指定的基督的仆人。
Every one of us, we are appointed steward of God's mystery.
我们都是神所指定的基督的仆人。
We are all appointed servants of God.
这是广义的说法。
That is broadly speaking.
因为圣经告诉我们说，他救我们乃是要我们来侍奉他。
Because Scripture tells us He saved us in order that we may serve Him.
所以我们可以把这个话应用在我们每一个人的身上。
We can apply those words to each of us personally.
我们可以说，神都指定我们每一个人做基督的仆人。
We can say that God has appointed each one of us to be His servant.
神把他自己的奥秘都托付给我们每一个人。
He has entrusted to each one of us His mystery.
我们在这个地上来侍奉神。
We serve Him on this earth.
就是用神的奥秘来侍奉他。
We serve God with His mystery.
为着这个缘故。
Because this reason.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们对于神奥秘的事情，我们必须知道。
We have to know the mystery of God.
我们不但需要知道，并且我们需要经历。
We have to know, we also have to experience it.
昨天晚上我们的弟兄已经在那里提到奥秘这两个字。
Our brother last night mentioned about this word mystery.
他说奥秘并不是指着那些神秘的事情。
He said the mystery does not refer to mystical things.
奥秘的意思就是一个秘密。
Mystery means something a secret.
但是这一个秘密是隐藏在神自己的里面。
This secret was hidden within God Himself.
这一个秘密不是不可以知道的。
This secret is not to be unknown to us.
如果神把这个秘密启示出来的话，
When God unveiled His secret,
我们就能知道这个秘密是什么。
Then we can understand what this secret is.
所以H.C.D. Moore 他这样的说。
So F.C. Moore says this way.
他说秘密圣经里头的奥秘。
Secret is the mystery in the Bible.
圣经里面的奥秘。
Biblical mystery of the Bible, in the Bible,
乃是一个事实。
Is a reality.
这个事实如果神启示的话，
When this reality is unveiled,
我们就能知道它的大概。
Then we can know something about it.
并且我们也能信靠这个。
And then we can trust what we have received.
这一个就是圣经里面所说的秘密。
This is what means in the scripture a secret.
在神的里面有许多的奥秘。
In God'sThere are many secrets.
这些的奥秘都是事实。
And all these mysteries are reality.
但是需要神把它启示。
But all we need is to have God reveal them to us.
我们才能看见这些的事实。
Then we can see this reality.
并且我们能进入这个实际。
And we can enter this reality.
所以盼望我们在神的面前。
Hope we can be before the Lord.
在我们特会开始的时候，
At the beginning of this conference,
我们实在要求神把智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
We have to pray the Lord will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
因为我们实在承认说，
We confess,
在神里面的奥秘，
The mystery of God,
虽然都是属灵的事实，
even they are all spiritual reality,
但是对于我们来说，可以说我们一点都没有。
As far as we're concerned, we can say we possess none of it.
所以我们需要他来启示我们。
Therefore, we need God's revelation.
好叫我们知道这些的秘密奥秘究竟是指着什么说的。
So we can understand the secrets and mysteries of God.
我们的弟兄他晚上所讲的，
Our brother spoke last night,
他是讲到这个奥秘里头的一部分。
And he spoke part of this mystery.
因为在神的奥秘的里面，
Because within God's mystery,
我们可以说最主要的是两方面。
Most importantly, there are two aspects.
一方面就是基督的奥秘。
One part is the mystery of Christ.
还有一方面乃是教会的奥秘。
And the other aspect is the mystery of the church.
我们的弟兄在晚上他就谈到教会的奥秘。
Our brother will speak about the mystery of the church.
主若愿意的话，我在早晨要交通基督的奥秘。
If the Lord willing, I'll share the mystery of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们说到基督奥秘的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we speak of the mystery of Christ,
我们不能从时间来开始。
We cannot look from time point of view.
所以今天早晨我们要看在勇士里基督的奥秘。
So today we'll look at the mystery of Christ in eternity past.
我们知道我们人都是从时间开始的。
We know we human beings began in time.
也不是起初的时间。
It's not the beginning of time.
我们这些的人恐怕大部分我们都是在二十世纪才开始的。
And most of us, we begin our lives during this last century.
可能在这里有一位他是在十九世纪末了就开始了。
And maybe there's one brother who was born the last century.
但是我们大部分的人都是在二十世纪才开始的。
And most of us, we were born in this present century.
我们的历史是很短的。
Our history indeed very, very short.
但是当我们来看基督的时候，
When I look at Christ,
我们不能从时间来开始。
We cannot look him from the time point of view.
我们不能从道成肉身来开始。
We cannot even look when he was incarnate.
虽然有两千年的历史，
Even though there's a history of 2,000 years,
但是对他来说，那个实在是太短了。
According to his Christ, that is too short.
所以我们要来看基督的奥秘，我们必须从勇士里面来开始。
So if you want to see the mystery of Christ, we had to go back to eternity past.
我们知道在勇士的里面，
We know in eternity past,
自有神在那里。
God alone is there.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
那从起初原有的。
In the beginning was God.
所以我们知道在最初的时候，
We know that in the very beginning,
那个时候还没有时间，
before there was time,
那个时候也没有空间，
and before space,
在那个永远的里面，
in that eternity past,
只有神在那里，
only God exists.
但是我们这一位的神实在是个奥秘，
because our God indeed is a mystery.
这一位神是三而一的神，
this God is three in one.
父神、子神和圣灵神，
the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
不是三位神，
Not three gods.
我们只有一位神。
We have but one God.
但是在这个神格的里面，
But in this Godhead,
我们看见有父、有子、有灵。
We know there is their Father, Son, and Spirit.
父子与灵从永远就存在了。
And Father and Spirit exist way back in eternity.
并且他们的性质是完全合一相同的。
And their nature are all one.
We're one. 这个是圣经说给我们看见的。
And this we can see through the scripture.
当然这个奥秘我们今天没有办法解说。
This mystery we cannot explain it today.
我也盼望我们不要想来解决它。
And we don't need to find an explanation for it.
因为今天在世界上许多的异端。
Today there are many false teachings.
许多的异端都是要想来解决在神格里面的奥秘。
Many of the false teaching, they're trying to analyze the parts or aspects of the triune God.
我们对神格的奥秘，我们只有相信接受。
As far as God's head is concerned, we can only believe and trust.
因为这是隐藏的事情。
Because that is a hidden secret.
明显的事情是赐给我们的。
Those who reveal, we can know.
隐藏的事情是神为着他自己的。
Those hidden things are for God himself.
但是我们就着圣经的启示，我们来相信，我们来接受。
According to the revealed word of God, we believe and we receive.
所以我们知道在勇士的里面就有基督。
So we know in eternity past Christ was there.
他在那个时候是神的儿子。
He was there, God's son. He was there as God's son.
他是神永远的儿子。
He is God's eternal son.
他是父怀中的那个独生子。
He is the son of God, the Father, in the Father's bosom.
约翰福音告诉我们说，
John told us,
从来没有人看见过神。
And nobody has seen God before.
只有在父怀里的独生子把他表明出来了。
The only begotten of the Father who revealed himself.
因为这个儿子是在父的怀里面。
Because the Son is always in the Father's bosom.
他与父是合而为一的。
The two are one.
所以他能把父完全表明出来。
So therefore, he can fully reveal his father.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们相信说
we believe,
在永世的里面
in eternity past,
我们的主已经在那里了。
Our Lord Jesus exists there.
在永世的里面
in eternity past,
他就是神的儿子。
He is God's son.
他与神是合而为一的。
And he was one with God.
这一个是第一点。
That is first point.
第二点
Second point,
在永世的里面
in eternity past,
他不单是神的独生子
now, he was not only God's begotten son,
圣经告诉我们说他是神的爱子
The Bible also tells he is God's beloved son or son of his love.
我们知道在哥罗西第一章里告诉我们说
We know in Colossians 1 tell us,
神把我们从黑暗的权势拯救出来
God has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness,
把我们迁到他爱子的国里
and translated into the,Kingdom of his son.
主耶稣在约翰福音里头第五章也告诉我们
And John 5 also tells us
说父爱子
The father loves the son
父爱他的儿子
The father loves his son
这个爱子在这里
This word love
不是一个过去的爱
It's not something love of a past history
这个爱是永远继续不断的爱
This love is something continuous
从永世一直到永世
From eternity to eternity,
父一直在那里爱他的儿子
God continues loving his son,
他因为爱他的儿子
because he loves his son,
他就把所有的事情都指示他
and he give everything to him,
并且要把更大的指示他
and he wants to trust him with everything,
叫人能相信他
and we can believe him.
所以我们知道我们的主乃是父所爱的
So we know the Lord Jesus is the beloved of the Father.
我们可以用圣经一个比喻来比喻这件事
We can give an illustration through the scripture
我们看见在旧约里头亚伯拉罕与以撒的故事
We can see the relationship between Abraham and Isaac
我们知道亚伯拉罕与以撒的关系就是代表父与子的关系
The relationship between Abraham and Isaacis a relationship of a father and the son.
我们看见亚伯拉罕他怎样爱他这个独生的儿子。
We see how Abraham loved his only begotten son.
因为以实玛利不算。
Because Ishmael doesn't count.
只有以撒乃是神所应许的。
And only Isaac is the promised one.
所以以撒乃是亚伯拉罕独生的爱子。
So Isaac was the only son of Abraham.
可以说亚伯拉罕他所有的爱都倾注在以撒的身上。
And you can see that all of Abraham's love is concentrated on that one son.
但是我们看见以撒，他对他父亲也是如此。
And we can see that Isaac's heart toward his father was the same.
也是他全部的心都放在他父亲的身上。
All his love is also toward his father.
这件事情是很容易证明的。
The story is so easy to see.
因为当神叫亚伯拉罕把以撒献上的时候
So when God asked Abraham to offer Isaac up,
神对他说你把你的儿子就是你独生的儿子就是你所爱的儿子献给我
God said you offer Isaac your only son and your beloved son to me.
亚伯拉罕为做爱神的缘故他愿意把以撒献上
Because Abraham's love for God he willingly offered Isaac up
那我们看见以撒是什么态度呢
we can see what was Isaac's attitude
我们知道那个时候亚伯拉罕已经一百多岁了
at that time Abraham was already over about 100 years old
但是以撒在那个时候可能不是二十岁左右就是三十岁左右
if Isaac was not in his 20s must be in his 30s
但是当亚伯拉罕要把他献上的时候
and so when Abraham was about to offer him up
我们看见以撒他完全没有抵抗
we noticed that Isaac did not have any protest.
他甘心乐意地与他的父亲同心。
He willingly, he was one with his father's heart.
所以亚伯拉罕和以撒的关系
So Abraham and Isaac's relationship
不过是表明一点点父与子的关系。
Is a mere small reflection of the relationship between our heavenly father and his son.
我们看见父与子中间有一个极 极大的爱在那里。
So we can see there's a tremendous love between the Father and the Son.
而这个爱从永远到永远是不改变。
And this love from eternity to eternity is unchanging.
这是第二点。
This is point two.
第三点。
Three.
我们看见在永世的里面，我们的主就是神的道。
We can see that in eternity past, Christ is God's word.
因为约翰第一章说。太初有道
Because in John 1 says in the beginning was the word
我们中文翻译这个道是非常的文雅
The Chinese translation is very refined
但是因为太文雅的缘故往往就变成有一点玄妙
Because it's too refined sometimes it gets to be a little bit too common
Too mysterious 其实这一个字的意思
ButThe real meaning of this word.
如果用我们简单的中文来翻译的话
If we translate it in our simple Chinese language,
我们说太初有话
It means in beginning was the word. Words 话
话 Because in Chinese the word 在中文里头这个道字
Because in the Chinese word this word, this word,
我们的影像里头就想到道理的道去了
Because we think about a teaching.
但是实在这个道啊是话不是那个道理
yeah, in Chinese this 道 is not is not a teaching but is the word
说的话
it's a spoken word
是一个发表
it's an expression
这里告诉我们说我们的主在太初啊就是神的话
so in other words in eternity past Christ was God's word
他就是神的发表
he was God's expression
因为没有人知道神
because no one can know God
但是主耶稣神的儿子他就把神说出来
and so through the Lord JesusHe spoke about his father.
因着主耶稣，神就被发表出来了。
Because the Lord Jesus, God was able to express himself.
比方说，今天我们两个人站在这里。
For example, two of us standing here.
但是我们两个人都闭口不言。
If we all keep our mouth closed.
你们就不知道在我们心里头究竟在那里想什么。
You can never know what we are thinking within our mind.
究竟我们在那里想说，你很美丽呢？
Whether we think you are beautiful,
或者说你是很臭呢
or well, you are not very beautiful,
究竟我们心里在哪里称赞你呢
whether we praise you,
或者我们里头在哪里批评你呢
or we are criticizing you,
你完全不知道
you can never know,
因为没有发表
because we did not express
ourselves, 但是当我们一开口的时候
but the moment we open our mouth,
那你们完全清楚了
then you know what's in our mind,
究竟我们心里在哪里想什么
what we are thinking, you know,
借着我们的话就发表出来了
through the word,We express ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
没有人知道谁
Nobody can know God.
神如果不说话
If God will not speak,
神如果不发表的话
If God will not express himself,
一直到今天我们不认识神
Until this moment, none of us can know him.
但是我们感谢赞美神
But thank and praise God.
我们的神是一个说话的神
Our God is one who speaks.
因为在希伯来第一章告诉我们说
In Hebrew it tells us,
他说神在从前的时候
Because in the long ago, in the former days,
神多次多方借着先知对我们的父老说话。
And God speaks through the fathers and prophets in many ways, in many portions.
但是在这末后的日子，他在儿子的里面对我们说话。
In these last days.He has spoken to us in His Son.
我们的神一直在哪里说话
Our God is speaking all the time to us.
但是能把他的话说得最完全的
And the person who can speak God most complete.
也说得最忠的话
And most faithful in expressing God.
乃是他自己的儿子
It's His own Son.
我们感谢赞美主
We praise God.
因着我们的主
Because the Lord Jesus.
我们今天能认识神
We can know the Father.
因为我们的主把神向我们说出来了
Because Christ speaks of His Father.
神我们的主把我们的神发表出来了
The Lord Jesus expressed God to us.
但是这个是在永世里面就他已经就是了
And this is already exists in the eternity past.
我们知道当神创造万有的时候
When God created all things,
他就是借助他的话来创造
He created through His word.
他就借助他的儿子来创造
And He created through his son.
这是第三点。
That's point three.
第四点。
Four.
在永世的里面。
In eternity past.
我们的主就是神的旨意。
Our Christ is God's will.
就神的目的。
God's purpose.
神是一个有目的有旨意的神。
God has got a purpose. God has got a will.
神不像我们人一样。
He's not like us.
我们人做事有的时候毫无思想。
Sometimes we do things without thinking.
有的时候我们做事是碰巧的。
We do it accidentally.
因为环境忽然这样，我们就忽然做起来了。
Because circumstances change and therefore our ways change.
但是我们的神不是这样。
But our God is not like that.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的神乃是有旨意的神。
So the scripture tells us God is a God of purpose.
他在永世的里面，他就定。
In his eternity past, he purposed.
在以弗所第一章告诉我们说
，Ephesians 1 it tells us,
神按照他心中的美意喜悦，他来定规了旨意。
According to his desire, he purposed in eternity past.
神造出他的喜悦
，according to his good pleasure,
他就定了一个旨意。
He purposed.
那么他的旨意是什么呢
？What is his purpose?
他的旨意就是关于他的儿子的。
His purpose is his son.
他要把万有都赐给他的儿子。
He wants to give all things to his son.
在那个时候，神还没有创造万有了。
And that was before God's creation.
因为那个时候还在太初的里面。
But that was still in an eternity past.
但是他已经立定了这个旨意。
But he already determined his purpose.
有一天他要创造万有。
One day he will create all things.
他创造万有的目的是什么呢？
What is the reason for him, for the creation of all things?
他就是要把万有赐给他的儿子。
To give all things to his son.
所以圣经告诉我们说
So the Bible tells us,
神要他的儿子在万有上居首位。
So the Bible tells God wants his son to occupy the first place in all things.
有一天天上地下一切所有的都要在基督里同归于一。
One day heaven, those that are heaven and on earth, and many that will be summed up in Christ.
因为基督就是神的旨意。
Because Christ is God's purpose.
许多的时候，我们常常不清楚神的旨意。
Sometimes we are careless about God's purpose.
我们常常在那里问说，什么是神的旨意
？We often ask, "What is God's purpose?"
当然，当我们在那里问什么是神旨意的时候
，So when you ask, "What is God's purpose?"
可能我们所思想的就是说我该不该做这件事。
The only thing we think about is, "Should I do this or should I do that?"
我该不该到什么地方去
？Should I go to a certain place or not go to a certain place?"
你就看见说，就是我们要明白神的旨意，我们也是以自己做中心的。
Even though we have a desire.You know, God's will, we're still thinking about ourselves.
因为我们要神的旨意就是为着我。
We want God's will for ourselves.
那么因着这个缘故，我们就很不容易明白神的旨意。
Because of this reason, we can hardly know God's will.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
我们如果要明白神的旨意，有一个秘诀的。
If we want to know God's will, there is a secret.
这个秘诀就是说。
This secret is,
如果你能看见神的旨意就是基督的话
If you see God's purpose is Christ,
这样就很容易叫你明白神要你做什么
Then it's very easy for you to know what God wants you to do
很容易明白神要你到哪里去
It's easy to know where God wants you to go
因为基督才是神的旨意
It's because Christ is God's will
在基督的里面神要你做什么
In Christ, God wants you to do certain things.
为着基督，神要你到哪里去
Because, ？For Christ, you will go to certain place.
如果你是这样来寻求神的旨意，
if,
就很容易明白。
If you seeking God in such a way, it's easy for you to know God's will.
所以在永世的里面，基督就是神的旨意。
So in eternity past, Christ is God's will.
神立了旨意，他永不改变。
God's will can never change.
神立了旨意，就根据他的旨意，他有计划。
And God will work everything out according to that will.
神一直等到他的旨意得以完成。
God will work until his will is fully fulfilled.
所以我们感谢赞美神。
We praise God.
因为我们知道神这个旨意一定要成就。
Because we know God's this will about God will surely accomplish.
有一天天上地下一切所有的都要在基督里同归于一。
Because a day will come, all things will sum up in Christ Jesus.
第五
Five.
在永世的里面，基督就是神的丰满。
in eternity past, Christ is God's fullness.
在哥罗西书告第一章十九节告诉我们说
Colossians 1:19 tells us
神本性所有的丰富都居住在基督的里面
The fullness of Godhead dwells in Christ Jesus
我们知道这句话在哥罗西书说了两次
We know this phrase mentioned twice in the letter to Colossians
第一次说神本性所有的丰富都居住在他里面
It first mentioned that the fullness of Godhead dwells in the body of Christ dwell in Christ
第二次乃是说神本性所有的丰富都有形有体的居住在他里面
And second time the fullness bodily dwell in Christ
你们在他里面也得以完全
And we are complete in him
第一次说神本性所有的丰富都住在他里面
First mentioned all the fullness of Christ dwell in himself
我个人相信说这是指着勇士说的
To my thinking I believe this refers to eternity past
从勇士一直到勇士
From eternity to eternity past
From eternity,
From eternity to eternity
从永世到永世
from eternity past to eternity
神所有本性的丰富都居住在基督的里面
all God's fullness dwell in Christ Jesus
这一个神丰富的居住不是从时间开始的
the fullness of God does not beginning within time
神本性的丰富居住在基督里乃是从开始永世就开始的
the fullness that's in Christ is from eternity to eternity
弟兄姊妹我们能不能想象神本性的丰富
Brothers, can we imagine about this fullness of God
如果我们能懂得神本性的丰富
If we can really understand the fullness of God,
我们就能懂得神了
then we can understand God.
因为神本性的丰富就是代表他的自己
Because the fullness of God represents God himself.
我们没有办法测量神本性的丰富
We can never measure the fullness of God.
我们想到我们的神乃是圣洁的神
We know God is holy.
这是他的本性
That's his nature
他是圣洁毫无瑕疵
And he is holy without blameness
我们能不能想象他的圣洁呢
Can we imagine his holiness
但是我们的主耶稣他是那圣者
But brother the Lord Jesus is the holy one
我们记得当我们的主来到世界的时候
When the Lord Jesus came to this world
天使在那里说那一位要生的就是那一位圣者
And the angel announced he said, the one who is to be born is the holy child the holy one
他与世界上的人不同
He is different from the rest
他是那圣者来到这个世界
He is the holy one who came to this world
我们主在地上的时候所过的生活是完全圣洁
Our the Lord's life on this earth is a holy life
他是那个圣者
He is the holy one
因为神本性的丰富都住在他的里面
Because the fullness of God dwells in him
我们能不能想象到神的慈爱呢
Can we think about God's love
我们没有办法来测量神的爱
There's no way we can measure God's love
但是我们的主就是在父怀里的独生子就是爱
But the Lord Jesus who is in the bosom of the Father is love
他就是神爱的表现
He is the expression of God's love
我们能不能想象到神的公义呢
Can we think about God's righteousness
我们所领会的公义是相对的
Our conception of righteousness is contrary to his
相对的
opposite Relative.
但是神的公义是绝对的。
But God's righteousness is absolute.
他的公义是绝对的公义。
His righteousness is absolute.
而我们的主耶稣就是那个义者。
And our Lord Jesus is the righteous one.
我们记得圣经里头告诉我们说，我们在神的右边有那个义者在那里。
And we are told in the scripture we have the righteous one at the right hand of the Father.
我们靠着他，我们都能得着洁净。
Because him we are justified.
你可以一件一件这样的说下去。
And you can continue go on this way.
你看见说，我们的主就是神的丰富。
Our Christ is God's fullness.
所有神你能想到关于神的事， 都是在基督的里面。
All you can think about God Himself are to be found in the Lord Jesus.
而这个乃从永世里面就有的。
And this began with eternity past.
因为在永世里面，神父和神子就是同在的。
Because in eternity past, God the Father, God the Son were one.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们想到在永世里基督的奥秘。
We think about the Mr. Christ in eternity past.
我们知道还有许多的事情我们可以提说的。
There are other things we can share.
但是我想为着我们今天。
Because for the time, for the moment.
我想可能我们稍微有点影响就可以了。
We have a little slight impression I think will be sufficient.
我们在我们里面要有这一种的影响。
We need to have an impression.
就是我们的基督他是永世开始的。
We have to remember our Christ began with eternity past.
我们要记得说，在永世里面，他就是神的独生子。
We have to remember in eternity past, he was Son of God.
神的爱集中在他的身上。
God's love was concentrated on him.
他把神完全发表出来。
He expressed God fully.
并且我们看见他就神的目的。
And he is God's purpose.
我们也看见他神的丰满。
And he is God's fullness.
这一个是在永世里基督的奥秘。
That is the mystery of Christ in eternity past.
我们或者要问这个问题。
We want, maybe want to ask a question.
我们要知道这个奥秘与我们有什么关系呢？
Now, what this mystery had to do with us?
好像我们这个人是在时间里的人。
As though we are living in time.
在永世里头我们根本没有份。
Eternity past, we have no part of it.
那为什么圣经里头把永世里面基督的奥秘向我们打开呢？
Any reason why for God to reveal things about eternity past to us?
这个因为在永世里基督的奥秘与我们今天有莫大的关系。
It's because God's mystery in eternity past is vitally related to our present day.
我们读一节圣经。
We read a verse of scripture.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里告诉我们说，我们的神是信实的神。
This verse tells us our God is a faithful God.
他在哪一方面信实呢？
In what aspect he's faithful to us?
他是告诉我们说，我们是被他所造的。
It says we are created by him.
我们是被他所呼召的。
We are called by him.
神在那里呼召我们。
He calls to himself.
他呼召我们做什么呢？
What he calls for?
叫我们在他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督里一同有份。
To share or to fellowship with his son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
可惜在我们中文的翻译里头，不是那么清楚。
In our Chinese Bible translation, it's not that clear.
因为在中文里头，这个实在很难翻的。
Because in Chinese, this word is very difficult to translate.
神在哪里呼召我们
？God is calling us.
呼召我们进入。
Call us to enter into.
叫我们进入他的儿子，我主耶稣基督的交通里。
To call us enter into.The fellowship of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一个是神呼召我们的。
This is what God is calling us to.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
神呼召我们进入一个交通。
God is calling us to enter into a fellowship.
什么叫做交通呢
？What is fellowship?
交通这个字的意思
，the word fellowship,
就是共有
means something in common.
就是同享
sharing
所以这个字的背景啊
the background of this word
好像一个男一个女他们结婚一样
it's just like a young lady and a young man when they get married
当他们结婚的时候
when they get married
他们就有一个共同的一个约
and they have a common agreement
那个约就是说
that covenant says
在一起生活的需要上他们就是共同来 有份的。
And everything they have, they share.
好像是个开一个股份的公司一样。
As though it's a partnership.
他们两个人从今以后一起都是在那里共同的股份的大家来生活了。
And from that moment on, they became partners to each other.
这一个就是交通的意思。
This is the meaning of fellowship.
那么神就把我们呼召来。
God calls to himself.
呼召到他儿子我主耶稣基督的教统里面
call us into his Lord Jesus into that fellowship
呼召我们进入他儿子的教统里
call us into the fellowship of his son the Lord Jesus
所以我们知道说凡是我们主耶稣所有的
therefore everything that's of Christ
他就与我们这一班呼召进去的人就分享了
and he wants to share all that he has with all of us
我们也可以说凡是父所给他的他也与我们都分享
and we can put it this way all that the Father has given to him he will give them to us
这一个是我们被呼召进去的那个交通
This is the calling of the entering into of the fellowship
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们要知道说我们今天所蒙神的恩典是何等的好大
We have to see how great a grace God has given to us
因为神不但拯救了我们
He not only saved us
他是把我们呼召到一个交通的里面去
But he also calls into a fellowship
叫我们分享基督的一切
And he allowed us to shareall that is in Christ
所以斯巴克弟兄他曾有这样的话
So Brother Spock he put it this way
恐怕有的人听见过史弟兄的名字
Some of you might have heard of his name
昨天晚上我们的弟兄就提到他
Our brother Lance mentioned him last
他现在已经在主那里了
He is not with the Lord
不过这位弟兄他实在是认识神的
This brother really knew the Lord
他告诉我们说
He told us
认识基督
Knowing Christ
乃是基督徒生活的一个稳固的根基
He said that is the foundation of Christian life
如果我们对于基督有认识的话
If we know Christ,
我们看见我们整个基督徒的生活就是从那里开始从那里流露的
We have to know that we begin our life in him and we live through him
神在那里呼召我们
God is calling us
他说这个呼召并不是从哥林多人开始的
This calling does not begin with Corinthians
这个呼召是神在永世的里面
This calling traces back to eternity past
在神格会议的里面所决定的
yeah.
换一句话说
Under the word,
他的儿子怎样
What Christ is
我们也怎样
We also have to
他儿子所有的
All that is of Christ
我们也要来分享
We also have to share
一起基督
All that is of Christ
都是要我们来接受来分享
It's for us to receive and for us to share
那么在永世里面的基督我们怎么来分享呢
Now the Christ that is in eternity past How can we share him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们虽然不能回到永世里面去
Even though we can never go back to eternity past
但是感谢赞美神
But praise God
我们却在这个永世里基督的奥秘里头我们可以分享
But in this mystery of Christ we can share
我们怎样来分享呢
How do we share
就是当我们看见他是在永世里面的基督的时候
When we see that he is the Christ that's of the eternity past
他是在永世里面神的爱子
He is the beloved son of God way back there
他是在永世里面神的基督
He is God's will in eternity past
他在永世里面是神的目的
In eternity past he is God's will
他在永世里面是神的丰富
In eternity past he is God's fullness
当我们里面真是看见这个时候
When we see that inwardly
你知道在我们里面神就要创造一个敬拜的灵
When we see that God will create in us a spirit of worship
这一个就是分享在永世里面的基督
This is the sharing of Christ in eternity past
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
如果我们认识这一位在永世里面的基督
If we know this Christ who is of eternity past
我们里面不能不起来敬拜他
We cannot help but worship him
你知道敬拜这一件事情
We know this matter of our worship,
可以说是今天在地上一个失落的一个宝贝。
We can say that this is something that is something missing in this present world.
所以这个偷车弟兄他曾写了一本小小的书。
Brother Tosher wrote a little book.
他就是说那一个失去的一个宝石。
Brother Tosher, worship is a missing jewel in the church.
好像今天我们不懂得这个敬拜的意思。
So we never know what worship really is.
我们知道我们不懂得敬拜，因为我们不认识在永世里面的基督。
We do not know how to worship because we fail to see Christ in His eternity.
如果我们能看见他是永世里的基督，弟兄姊妹，我们里面就起了敬拜的心。
If we can see Him, He is the Christ that belongs to eternity past. It will create in our heart a spirit of worship.
今天神在地上所寻找的
God, what God is seeking in this world today,
乃是寻找乃被真正敬拜的人。
He is seeking those who worship Him in truth and spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们不要以为神在那里寻找做工的人。
Do not think that God is looking for workers.
不做他也需要做工侍奉他的人。
True, God does need workers.
但是这个不是神真正在那里寻求的。
But that's not what He is really seeking for.
神心里头所迫切寻求的
God's longing for
乃是真正敬拜的人
those who worship Him in truth.
但是可惜今天就是在教会的里面我们不懂得敬拜
But the sad thing is that within the church we do not know the true meaning of worship.
好像说我们喜欢替他做工
we, as though we all love to do His work.
好像他这是他的需要
as though that's what all He needs.
但是神所需要的不是工作
what God needs is not work.
神所需要的乃是敬拜
God, what God needs is our worship to Him.
实在说来
Speaking,
当神创造人的时候
When God created man,
神就把这个敬拜的观念放在人的里面
God put in us instinct of worship
敬拜不是身外的学习
worship is not something external you can learn
敬拜乃是神创造我们的时候就已经放在我们里面
Worship is something God, when He created us, He put it inside of us.
因为神所创造的人
when, the man God created,
是有限的人
it's limited.
神没有造一个无限的人
God did not create an unlimited man.
是虽然神所创造的人好像很聪明
so we got the man God created is very, very wise.
神所创造的人有许多的才能
so the man God created has all kinds of abilities.
也能做许多的事情
they can accomplish.
但是神所创造的人不是万能的
But God, the man created is not all powerful
许多的说我们忘记了
We forgot that
我们以为我们这个人是万能的
We thought we can do everything
但是神创造我们的人不是万能的
But God created us not all, we do not have all the power
这个创造的人是有限制的
God, man God created is very limited
我们的智慧也有限制
our knowledge also limited
我们的才能也有限制
Our ability also limited
我们这个人是有限制的人
We are limited
为什么这样呢
Why?
因为神要给我们看见说
God wants us to see
我们离了他我们不能生活
Because apart from Him we cannot live
我们需要他
We need Him
我们需要依靠他
We need trust Him
因着有这样的心叫我们来敬拜他
Because this kind of heart we want to worship
这个是神创造的时候就放在我们里面
This desire is when God created us He put it inside us
所以当亚当在伊甸园里面的时候
And so when Adam was in the garden of Eden
我们看见他与神是有交通的
We notice He and God they have fellowship
可以说在那个交通的里面他在那里敬拜神
We can say that in that fellowshipAdam worshiped God.
但是可惜人犯了罪。
Unfortunately, man failed.
人犯了罪，赶出伊甸园的外面。
Man sinned and was driven out of the Garden of Eden.
但是虽然人被赶出伊甸园
，Even though man was driven out of the garden,
人还有敬拜神的心。
God still, man still have a desire to worship God.
因为人还是承认说我们是有限的。
Because we still confess we are limited.
我们需要神。
We need God.
所以你看见。 人的第二代
We know the second generation of human race
该隐和亚伯
Cain and Abel
你们记得他们两个人都要献祭
And we notice both them desire to offer sacrifices
他们不能进到伊甸园里面去
They cannot enter into Garden of Eden
因为伊甸园那个门口有基路伯和火焰转动的剑
Because at the gate there are cherubim guarding the garden
但是可能在那天他们就走进那个门口
as though they will go through that gate
他们走进那个门口
and they get close to the gate
他们在那里要献祭给神
they want to offer sacrifice
献祭没有别的意思
sacrifice has no other meaning
就是要来敬拜神
it simply means to worship God
要来荣耀神
glorifying God
要来感谢神
appreciate God
但是我们在这里看见
but we can see here
该隐他把地里的土产献给神
Cain he offered the produce of the earth
他是一个农夫
he was a farmer
所以他把他劳力所得着的
and so he offered the work of his sweat
可能他是把他最上好的产物来献给神
he must offer what he thought was the best
他以为这样就能得神的喜悦
and he thought that would please God
这样就能敬拜神
that way he can worship God
但是我们看见神弃绝了他
but we know God rejected his offering
就是因为弃绝他的祭物
rejected his sacrifice
因为该隐没有启示
becauseCain had no revelation
我们要敬拜神也需要启示
If you want to worship God we need revelation
没有启示不能敬拜神
If there's no revelation there is no worship
因为我们不知道这位神是怎样的神
Because we don't know what kind of God we're worshiping
该隐以为说这位的神像他一样
Cain thought God was just like him
所以只要把最好的给神神就心满意足了
And so whatever he thinks best gift to God he thinks God will satisfy
他没有看见他是一个有罪的人
he did not see that he was a sinner
他没有看见神是绝对公义的
he did not see that God's justice is absolute
所以不能尽拿一个罪人的工作
so he cannot accept the work of a sinner
这一个是死的工作
that is the work of dead
神是活的神
God is God alive
所以神就弃绝了他
God rejected his sacrifice
但是我们看见亚伯也敬拜
but we notice Abel also worshiped
他就献上一个被杀的羔羊
And he worshipped a lamb that was slain.
他的敬拜是有启示的。
His worship is of revelation.
因为他知道他是一个罪人。
Because he recognized he was a sinner.
他需要无罪的羔羊流血来代替他。
He needs a sinner's lamb to sacrifice for him.
这样他才能来到神的面前。
Therefore he can approach God.
所以神就允纳了他。
Therefore God accepted his offer.
不是因为他比他的哥哥更好。
It's not because he was better than Cain.
乃是因为他的祭物是更美的祭物。
Because his offering was a better offering.
所以我们看见从人类历史的开始。
We can see from the history of man.
人就是有一个敬拜神的心。
God, man has a desire to worship.
但是当人类增多的时候
man fell,
当人类犯罪加增的时候
when sin increased in the world,
我们看见人渐渐地远离了神
we departed from God,
所以结果我们看见
in the end, we see,
虽然他还有个敬拜的心
even though we have a desire to worship,
但是他不认识神
we did not know God.
所以结果他就去敬拜那一些神所创造的走兽飞禽甚至于人
Therefore, man worshipped the creatures of God rather than God himself.
他不在那里敬拜那位创造的神。
They were not there to worship the living God.
我们也可以说，拜偶像就是在巴比那个时候开始的。
We can say that the worshiping idol begins with Tower Babel.
什么是偶像呢
？What is idol?
偶像就是代替。
Worship idol is a substitute.
不敬拜创造的神。
We do not worship the Creator of heaven and earth.
但是里面就是还要敬拜。
Inside we feel we have to worship.
觉得我们自己还是不够。
We realize we are not sufficient.
我们不能应付各种的环境。
We cannot cope with our situation.
所以我们还是要敬拜。
We have to worship.
但是因为没有启示。
But there's no revelation.
在黑暗的里面。
We are in darkness.
所以结果受魔鬼的引诱。
Because of deception of Satan.
就去拜神所创造的东西。
And we worship God's creatures.
不敬拜这位创造的神。
They did did not worship the Creator.
这是人敬拜的历史。
That is the history of man to worship.
当人再犯罪下去的时候。
And after man continued to sin.
你知道，甚至于有的人根本就不敬拜了。
And some people even don't have no desire to worship.
他在这个世界的里面。
They are in the world.
他就追求这个世界里面的喜乐。
They seek the pleasure of this world.
他们要满足他们肉体的喜悦。
They want to satisfy the lust of their flesh.
他们完全把敬拜爱的心啊，埋没起来。
Bury that instinct of worship within them.
所以我们看见今天的世界上也有许多这样的人。
So we can see many of people are like that in the world.
他根本没有一个敬拜的心。
They have no conception of worship.
他完全被物质的东西所吸引。
They are controlled and dominated by material things.
我们记得我们的主耶稣在地上的时候。
The Lord Jesus when he was on this earth.
他有一天他经过撒玛利亚。
One day he passed through Samaria.
他坐在雅各井。
He sat at the well of Jacob.
有一个撒玛利亚女人从城里出来打水。
A Samaritan woman came out and to draw water.
我们的主就问她要水喝。
The Lord asked her to give him drink.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果知道这个历史的背景的话，
we know the history of their background.
我们知道这是一件非常的事情。
We know this is a very important thing.
因为普通的犹太人
most of Jews,
在那个时候
at that moment,
他们如果从加利利要到耶路撒冷的话
if they want to come to Jerusalem from Galilee,
他们不是直接经过撒玛利亚的
they will not come direct through Samaria
因为犹太人与撒玛利亚人没有来往
because Jews and the Samarians they have nothing to do with each other
所以他们就渡过约旦河
they cross Jordan
从约旦河的东边走下来
and they go from east and coming down,
然后再渡过约旦河 到犹大地
and they crossed Jordan again and they went to Jerusalem.
因为犹太人与撒玛利亚人没有来往
because there's no relationship between Jews and Samaritans.
但是圣经说主必须经过撒玛利亚
Scripture says Christ must go through Samaria.
因为在撒玛利亚有一个女人等候主来寻找她
because there was a Samaritan woman waiting for the Lord to seek him up, seek her out.
我们也知道当时的风俗
we know the custom in those days.
所有的女人出来打水
the ladies who came up to draw water,
她们都是接群而来的
they come in groups.
并且不是在清早就是在傍晚
not in the early morning it's late in the evening
因为中午太热了
because it's too hot
但是在这里有个撒玛利亚的女人
but here is this one woman
她在中午的时候
he came out
她一个人出来打水
he came by herself
我们就知道里面有故事
we know the story
我们的主耶稣问她要水喝
our Lord asked for a drink
一个犹太的男子
a Jew
向一个撒玛利亚的妇人
asking a Samaritan woman
要水喝
for a drink
这是从来没有的事
this is unheard of
所以那个撒玛利亚人很惊奇
so the Samaritan woman was surprised
你是犹太人
you are a Jew
我是撒玛利亚人
I'm a Samaritan woman
怎么你问我要水喝
why do you ask me for a drink
但是主说
the Lord answered
你如果知道那对你说话的是谁
if you know who is speaking to you
你如果知道他要说赐给你的水
if you know the water he gives you
你喝了我所给你的水就永远不渴
after you drink that water you'll never thirst
你要早早地求他把水给你
you will ask him for that drink quick enough
那个就打动他的心
that touched her heart
然后他们就谈话
and they have a conversation
他的良心就被打动
and her conscience was touched
他知道他是一个罪人
she knew she was a sinner
他就问一个问题
she asked a question
他说
she said
先生
Rabbi
你们犹太人是在耶路撒冷敬拜
you Jews you worship in Jerusalem
我们撒玛利亚人在这个山上敬拜
we Samaritans we worship in this mountain
在基利心的山上
Gerizim mountain
那么究竟我们要敬拜谁到哪里去敬拜呢
if we want to worship God where do we go
你知道这是最稀奇的事
this is a very strange thing
这个女人是在罪恶的中间
this woman was in sin
她追求肉体的喜乐
She seeks the pleasure of the flesh.
但是没有满足。
But there's no satisfaction.
她从来没有想到敬拜的事情。
She never thought of this worship.
但是当她的良心被摸着的时候。
When her conscience was touched.
她立刻就想到敬拜。
The more immediately she thinks about worship.
表明敬拜是在我们每一个人的里面。
Proves that worship, this matter is within all of us.
但是有的时候就被罪遮盖起来。
But something is covered by sin.
但是有一天，你总要有一个敬拜的心。
But one day, that's instinct will come out.
所以我们常常说一个人快要死的时候
So we say that when a person is on the verge of dying
他要讲一点好话了
You want to say some good words
一个鸟要死的时候
When the bird is about to die
他的声音非常的悲惨
voice is very sad
表明说等到这一时候他里面就有感觉了
So at that moment there's a real deep consciousness
他要呼天唤地了
They want to cry to heaven
因为每个人里面都有一个敬拜的观念
because within all of us there is that fear of God
但是我们的主说
but the Lord answered
他说时候到了
the time is right
现在就是了
even now
人敬拜也不在耶路撒冷
you worship you, not, it's not in Jerusalem
也不在这个撒玛利亚的山上
nor on the mountain of Samaria
人敬拜是用灵和诚来敬拜
you worship, you must worship in spirit and in truth
因为父在那里寻找真正敬拜的人
because the Father is seeking for such worshippers
就是用灵和诚来敬拜他的人
worship him in spirit and in truth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
犹太人在过去的时候在那里敬拜神
the Jews in the past, they worship God
他们在耶路撒冷圣殿里面敬拜神
they worship in the temple of Jerusalem
他们好像有真理
As though they have the truth
但是他们没有灵
But there is no spirit
所以虽然他们有真理
Even though they have truth
但是因为没有灵的缘故
Because there is no spirit
他们的敬拜是外面的敬拜
So their worship was simply external
父的心不能得到满足
The father's heart was not satisfied
撒玛利亚的人
Samaritan
虽然也在那里敬拜
They are worshipping
但是他们也没有灵也没有真理
They have no truth and they have no spirit
所以他们的敬拜完全是突然的
and so their worship were all in vain
但是感谢赞美神
but thank God and praise God
今天因着主耶稣已经来到这个地上
because the Lord has come to this world
他点活了我们失去的灵
he has enlightened our spirit
叫我们的灵活过来
so our spirit has been quickened
能与这位活的神能亲近
now we can commune and get close to this Heavenly God.
我们在灵里面能领受启示
In our spirit we can receive revelation
我们知道神所要的敬拜是怎样的敬拜
We know what he desires What kind of worship he desires
我们不是凭着我们思意来敬拜
We do not worship according to our understanding
我们知道在哥罗西第三章里面
We know in Colossians 3
他说有的人是随着思意来敬拜
Some people worship with their own understanding
他们照着自己认为好的就敬拜
Whatever they think is good they worship
但是这样的敬拜神不能满足
That kind of worship God cannot satisfy
我们要敬拜神必须要认识神
We want to worship God first we must know him
我们要认识神我们必须要知道他的心意
If we want to know him we must know what's in his heart
我们这样才能用灵用诚来敬拜他
And that way we can worship in spirit and in truth
这一个是父所寻找的
This is what the Father is seeking for
感谢赞美神
Praise God
今天我们在基督里面的人
Those who are in Christ
我们都可以做这个真正敬拜的人
We can all worship her spirit and truth
但是很可惜
Unfortunately
我们看见今天在教会的里面
Within the church today
讲道的聚会人很多
When it comes to preaching ministry We have a lot of people
好像会场都满了人了
As though the church or auditorium is filled with people
但是等到我们起来要敬拜的时候
When it comes to worship time
我们来不平纪念主的时候
When it comes to bread worshiping
我们就看见人就大大的减少
We know there is a tremendous decrease of number
不但人数减少
Not only few in number
并且我们看见那感谢和赞美是可以说是零零落落
We can also see even our worship and praise were very very cold and feeble
好像我们来到神的面前都是旁观者
And so we come to the Lord we're all spectators
我们在那里看别人敬拜
We're there to watch others to worship
我们自己没有参与在那个敬拜的里面
We were not participants in the worship
但是你要看见这一个是我们的父真正寻求
But brothers and sisters this is what the Father is looking for
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们不知道神的心是何等的伤痛
We do not know how hurt our Father's heart is
他看见我们在地上忙忙碌碌
He sees that we are busy with the things of the world
甚至于为他忙忙碌碌
Even though we are busy for him
神在那里可以说摇头
And God was shaking his head
神说你们不懂我的心
God said you do not know what's my heart
你们这样做
the way you do,
好像是为着我
as though it's for me,
但是我的心不能满足
but my heart was not satisfied.
我所要的是你们的敬拜
what I desire is your worship.
我要你们认识我
I want you to know me.
因着认识我
because you know me,
你们荣耀我
you glorify me.
你们感谢我
you appreciate me.
这个是我所要的
that's what I would desire.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
神不需要你什么东西
God does not want you anything from you.
因为神什么都有
because God has everything.
你能给神什么
what can you offer to him?
神所要你的只有一件东西
God desire from you is only one thing.
就是要你敬拜他
he desire you worship him.
什么叫做敬拜呢
What is worship?
敬拜这个字在英文的里面
Worship this word in English
在老古老的英文里面
In the old English way
它叫 worship
two words worth and ship
worth 就是价值值得配
Yeah, worth means value
那么 worship就是说你是值得的
worship means you are worthy
你实在是有价值的
you are worthy
你实在是配的
you are worthy
所以我们看见在启示录的里面
so we see in the book of Revelation
当这个四个活物和二十四个长老
with the four living creatures and the 24 elders
当他们在那里敬拜神的时候
when they worship God together
当他们在那里敬拜神的羔羊的时候
when they worship the Lamb of God
他们怎么说呢
what they say
他们说你是配得的
they say together thou are worthy
你是配得尊贵荣耀丰富权柄的
thou are worthy to receive glory power dominion
因为这一切本来都是属于你的
because they all belong to you
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
为什么原因呢
why
因为他们认识神
because they know God
他们认识神的羔羊
because they know the Lamb of God
他们知道他是配
because they know he is worthy
因着他配的缘故
because he is worthy
所以你献上你的敬拜
therefore you offer your worship
你在那里感谢他
you there thanking him
你在那里荣耀他
yeah you glorify him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们的基督配不配呢
Our Christ is he worthy
今天在我们灵的感觉的里面
Within our spirit
我们所看见的基督是怎样的一位基督呢
What is the kind of Christ we have in our heart
如果我们看见的基督是在永世里面的基督
If the Christ we know is the Christ that is of eternity past
我们看见他在永世里面就有的
He is there, he exists in eternity past
他与父一同在荣耀的里面
He was one with Father in glory
父一切所有的都是他的
All that is of the Father all belongs to him
他天上满了敬拜
There is worship in heaven
我们如果能看见这一个图画的话
If we can see this picture
我们能不能在地上不敬拜呢
Can we not worship him on this earth
我们所以缺少敬拜的原因
The reason why we short the worship
因为我们没有看见基督
Because we fail to see Christ
我们只看见自己
We only see ourselves
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
我们越看见自己
The more we see ourselves
我们越觉得自己需要
The more we know we have a need、yes.
我们越跌下去
The more we fall down
我们所看见的就是别人
What we see is other people
我们如果看见别人的话我们就要灰心要跌倒
If we see other people then we'll be disappointed when we will fall
我们所看见的就是环境
All we see is our circumstances
没有一个人说他的环境是对的
Nobody says his surrounding is perfect
都是说别人的环境总比他好一
点 The other people's surrounding is better than his
如果我们所看见的都是这些东西
If we all see is such
我们就是看见保罗的话
Even we look at Paul
看见基法的话
We look at Cephas
看见亚波罗的话
We look at Apollos
这个是叫我们分开的
They will divide us
不会叫我们敬拜
They will not allow us to worship God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们需要看见的是基督
What we need to see is the Lord Jesus
我们看见他是在永世里面的
We see him as the Christ that is of eternity
如果你看见他是这样的一位主
If we can see him such the Christ
我们要夫妇敬拜
We will bow down and worship him
我们要对他说主啊你是配
We say Lord you are worthy
在宇宙的中间唯有你是配
Through all the universe, you are alone worthy.
保罗不配。
Paul is not worthy.
基法不配。
Cephas is not worthy.
亚波罗也不配。
A part of our
唯有你基督
Christ alone
永远是
It eternally was
这样我们就能献上
That we can offer our worship
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
敬拜不光是在不平敬拜主的时候
Worship does not confine just to the breaking of the bread on the Lord's day
严格的说法
Strictly speaking
我们一生就是一个大的敬拜
Our life should be a life of worship
敬拜不是双光有嘴来
Worship is not just saying good words.
当然我们手口在那里赞美的时候
Even though when we pray,
我们的心要合在那里
our heart and our mouth will have to be together.
我们不能用嘴唇来敬拜神
We cannot worship with just our lips.
心却远离他
And our heart to follow away.
这样的敬拜神不能接受
That kind of worship God will not accept.
但是我们的敬拜不限于时间，不限于地点
But our worship is beyond time and space.
在律法的底下
Under the law,
那个敬拜有时间和地点的关系。
That worship has to do with space and location.
但是今天在恩典的里面
But within grace,
主耶稣说现在就是了。
Now is the time.
我们的敬拜没有时间，没有空间的限制。
Our worship is not limited by time and space.
我们随时随刻要敬拜。
We must worship anywhere, any place.
在每一件事情上要敬拜。
And whatever situation we're in, we worship.
我们整个的生活就是一个大的敬拜。
Our life is a life of worship.
一个真正的敬拜是什么呢
？What is real worship?
就是叫神满足。
Is simply allow Him to be satisfied.
叫神得到荣耀。
Allow God to be glorified.
这个就是敬拜。
That is worship.
叫神认为配。
To tell Him that He is worthy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们整个的一生应当是一个极大的敬拜。
Our life should be a life of worship.
这样我们的神就要得到荣耀。
Then our God will be glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要知道基督的奥秘。
We have to know the mystery of Christ.
基督的奥秘在永世的里面。
The mystery of Christ in eternity past.
它影响我们今天在地上的敬拜。
That affects our worship today.
所以巴不得神在地上
May the Lord on this earth
在我们中间
in our midst
能得着一般真正敬拜的
that he can secure a people that really worship him
我们低头祷告
Let's bow it.
我们的主我们的神我们实在感谢赞美你因为虽然你是极大的奥秘但是你也是公开的奥秘我们感谢赞美你借着你的圣灵你已经把你的奥秘向我们启示叫我们看见你是在永世里面神的爱子你是神的目的你是神的丰满你是配得着尊贵荣耀敬拜和爱戴神啊你给我们看见在天上昼夜不住有敬拜因为看见你是谁巴不得在地上我们这帮蒙恩的人也有这个属灵的眼睛能看见你是永远是谁主啊叫我们不但在聚会的时候敬拜你用诗歌来敬拜你用祷告来赞美敬拜你主啊叫我们一句一动在我们日常的生活中向你献上敬拜叫人看见说你实在是配叫你多多得到荣耀叫你多多得到称赞哦我们的主啊我们赞美感谢因为今天你的灵在我们里面率领我们来做一个真正敬拜的人听我们的祷告奉主耶稣的名阿们